Without a federal online privacy law, states are figuring it out for themselves. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. The fight over online privacy is usually focused on Capitol Hill. But federal regulation on tech privacy has yet to be fully fleshed out by Congress. So for now, state legislatures are taking a crack at it. California, Colorado, and Virginia all have their own state privacy laws, and Utah could be joining them. The state's legislature has signed off on a new bill, and it's just awaiting the governor's signature. But consumer advocates say that this presents a patchwork of protections. Margaret McGill is a tech reporter for Axios and says that tech lobbying groups have been focusing on state legislatures to pass less stringent laws, unlike the one in California, which provides consumers more privacy rights.
There's been a push among tech companies and lobbying groups to engage at the state level and make sure that there aren't a bunch of California copycats in state houses. And this Utah bill is being held up by the industry as an example of their preferred model for privacy regulations at the state level. I think both consumer groups and tech companies would prefer there be a national privacy law rather than going from state to state. But because there has not been any action by Congress on this, the states are where this fight is playing out.
Right. And it seems like a fight over what's going to be the baseline model for privacy regulation at the state level.
That's right. The Utah bill says that consumers can opt out of data collection. But the consumer groups that I've talked to said that that's actually really hard and unworkable in practice for consumers to figure out how to go from website to website and opt out. And they also have concerns about enforcement. In the case of the Utah model, complaints from consumers will be routed to a division within the Attorney General's office. Consumer groups say that's not really much incentive for companies to follow the law. And what they would like to see instead is for people to have a private right of action, a way to sue these companies for privacy violations.
Why are these individual state fights over privacy regulation getting so much national attention?
I think this is a big issue because states are acting in the void that Congress has created. And so what's going to happen is states are just going to figure out what works best in their state and for their constituency. And I think that means a lot of companies are putting a lot of money into their state lobbying operations because what they don't want is 50 different state privacy laws that they then have to try and comply with.
What happens then to potential federal privacy regulations if we do end up with sort of a hodgepodge of laws across different state lines?
Well, I think that there's hope both from the consumer groups and from the companies that as more and more states pass laws, that that will increase the pressure on federal lawmakers to do something once and for all. A lot of people thought that when the California law passed, that that would be the trigger for federal action. And that really didn't happen. I'm not sure what the future is, though, for a federal privacy law. It seems like it's something that everybody wants, but nobody can quite figure out how to make it happen.
Margaret McGill is a tech reporter for Axios. And now for some related links. We'll have Margaret's recent article on the Utah bill on our website, marketplacetech.org. And if you're curious about the distinctions between the Utah bill and California's law, here's one. California lets consumers sue companies directly for privacy violations, unlike Utah's bill. We'll include a link to a national law review piece which outlines some other provisions in Utah's legislation, plus a 2019 piece from Recode laying out the details of the California bill before it went into effect. We'll also link to a New York Times piece about how California's law paved the way for the state's first privacy agency, and how the former chief technologist at the Federal Trade Commission has been building it from the ground up. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.